HNR, N4ZLK Mobile. HNR, N4ZLK. LK clear.
Chain, KO4HKX.
I heard you guys out there this morning, but I was talking to Beth. She picked up Wednesdays again for some reason, so now she's working Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. She was Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, but she dropped Tuesdays, and then all of a sudden she said, I picked up Wednesdays.
You on your toes?
Giving her enough money, so she's got to make more so she can spend it on the grandkids.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is she's spending it on the grandkids, and it wouldn't surprise me. Most women are that way.
She's got to make more money to spend on herself, but really she's never spent money on herself. She'll buy little things for the house here and there, but I have a tough time getting her to spend any money on herself. I guess that's a good problem.
That's the same problem with mine. I have to fuss at her sometimes. You know, if you want something, go get it. If you need it, get it. Don't waste your time thinking about it. I mean, if it's something we need or you need, go get it. Or won't.
Boy, she won't spend anything on herself. But she doesn't have any problem spending on the grandkids, I can tell you that. But that's fine. I'm happy to do it. I don't know if you've heard the old joke about the guy who's called the police and said his wife's credit card got stolen, and then he called back a couple of months later and said, never mind, they're spending less than my wife did.
I heard that one, but it's pretty funny.
You tell that joke because it doesn't apply to me. So, but I know people that, I got a family member, his wife keeps getting them into debt, and I think they're going to end up getting divorced about it.
But that's what a lot of couples fight about, is money. One wants to do this and one wants to do that, and they ain't the same thing, and they can't work it out. So it's sad that that's what ruins a lot of marriages.
Four things: money, religion, how you're going to raise your children, and family, in-laws. Those are like the four main things that cause major issues. I mean, you know, besides the typical stepping outside of the marriage, but, you know, everyday issues.
I can't say that we haven't had our moments in time where we fought over different things and argued, but neither one of us have ever got to the point where we said, I'm done with you over money.
I'm going to say another joke now. This is said with tongue-in-cheek. I've been trying for 33 years, and she still won't leave me.
What's that say about her?
A lot better than I deserve, that's for sure. I'm just joking. Not joking about the better than I deserve, but the part about me trying. I've done some dumb stuff, but I don't do it on purpose.
Most men would fall into that category. So you're not by yourself.
Hope you had a good day yesterday. Hope everything went well. It was beautiful.
And I had a good day. Can't complain about it at all. So, and looks like now the rain's moving out. That's what Ken was saying this morning. I haven't looked at the weather. But looks like it's moving out of here, so it might be shaping up to be a nice day today, a little cooler as the day goes on.
Calling for sunshine and, you know, clear days for the next week or so until next Wednesday. I know that can change, but yeah, there was a pretty bad storm there. There was a tornado watch down in Georgia, central Georgia. I was watching the radar all night, and it just went underneath where I was. I got rained on, but nothing like some of the cells I saw going through. It was looked pretty heavy and fast moving.
I got up this morning and my wife asked me if I heard the storm go through last night, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. So obviously there was a storm went through by the house last night, and I didn't know it. I was pretty tired when I went to bed for some reason.
And my oldest son's dog. They're taking a trip, leaving today to go to New York. They're going to visit family, but they're also going to see the eclipse. They're going to be in the right spot for it. But they have a German Shepherd. She's, I think, close to 10 years old now. She's starting to show some age, but she has never liked thunderstorms. And Beth said it was thundering during the night, and she was a little upset during the night. Not Beth, but Mira.
The dog liked that before. She didn't like storms. She was a good indicator of when they were coming. About 10, 15 minutes before they got there, she was letting you know, because she was either under your feet or you couldn't find her.
Or is that okay? It's interesting. The different dogs' personalities. Blossom could care less. She'll sleep through a thunderstorm. She'll sit on the front porch while it's going on. It doesn't bother her, but boy, Mira, she just gets all worked up and can't settle. And sometimes if she's at home by herself, she's left them some deposits for them to clean up when they get home.
To do that, and it's funny because they won't do it, and then you know when you've made them mad, that's when they do it. At least I had one that way too, and she was something else.
Cats through the years that would they'd make their displeasure known like that too, but I don't know, it's just funny. She's a big old dog, and if you came up on her and you didn't know her, you'd be, you know, and she didn't wag her tail, there's no way you'd come close because she looks very menacing, but boy, she is scared to death of storms.
That was the one we had. She passed away quite a few years ago, and she was that way. If you never seen her and she barked, you thought she was the most ferocious thing ever when she was gone. She got hung under the building in the back one day, and they basically had to dig her a tunnel to get out.
They do like dens. You know, dogs are den animals. And they do like to get into small, dark, sheltered places when they're scared. But not Blossom. She'll just lay out there in the middle of the floor and wag her tail and, you know, say, I'm not worried about it.
It doesn't feel like if they're in the house that's their den, and then others have got to have that tight confinement.
Took our son into buying his dog I think it's called a thunder shirt. It's, I don't know if it zippers or snaps up or something, but it wraps around them real tight. It's supposed to help for dogs that have that anxiety. And he never seemed to be interested in getting it, so thought about getting it for her. She doesn't come over very often. We keep her every once in a while, but I might get one just to have at the house for when she's over, see if it makes a difference.
Interesting to know if it made a difference, if nothing else.
Old now, I don't know. Maybe if you start that when they're younger. But she's really showing signs. Abby had her before she met Ethan. And I remember when they first met and started dating, and she would bring Mira over. That dog would ignore us. She would have nothing to do with us. She'd be right by Abby's side. In fact, when Ethan and Abby would go out, she would walk in between them when they were first dating. She didn't trust anybody. But she's just a big old ball of fur now. She loves every one of us.
The attitude and personality that they develop from the people they're around. I find dogs a fascinating and interesting, you know, to have around just because of that, watching them, how they develop like a little kid.
Kind of take on the traits, not necessarily the traits, but, you know, they take on the personality almost of their owner. It's interesting. They'll take on your habits, you know, whatever you do. If you sit around a lot, they'll sit around a lot. If you're active, they're usually active. It's just kind of funny that way.
Roger that. Well, you got any big plans for your day off tomorrow? Or today, I guess?
sleep for the first part of the day. I may stay up tonight and work on that bunk bed. I don't know. We'll see. Either stay up late or get up early and go out there and work on it a little bit. I'll have to go back to bed, you know, at some point tomorrow. Probably about 11. Hopefully by 11, I'll have to be back in bed.
Always the aggravating part for me is that turnaround. Used to work swing shifts and switching day to night, or like you're doing where you skip a day and you want to be up during the day so you can see other people and actually feel like you're human. And then trying to get back on your sleep sequence. I found staying up real late and sleeping in that first morning and then taking, you know, a short nap or something before you went back, that was what worked best for me.
A couple different things. I've stayed up really late, but then I usually don't get back to bed as early as I'd like to, and so then I pay for it. So then I'll go to bed early or normal time, you know, nighttime. I'll sleep all night and still be tired. So I actually feel pretty good right now. A lot of it depends on how well I sleep, you know, the first couple days, on how I do that in that middle of the week. But it's, you know, I like having the day. At least I'm not working five straight days in a row. That'd be a lot tougher, or five straight nights in a row.
Roger that. Some people would rather have it that way, though, move it all straight in a row and be done with it, instead of the up and down, but you just got to find what works for you.
Officer I talked to down in Georgia on the Gainesville repeater, he works third shift, and his wife is the dispatcher for the police department. She works third shift, and they just live their lives like that. You know, even while on their days off, they're usually up most of the night. They work two or three days on, a couple days off, something like that. But they just keep that same routine. But I just can't do it. You know, Beth's not on nights, and nobody else I know is on nights. And this isn't a permanent thing for me. You know, I won't be too much longer doing this. So I can't see doing that all the time.
Roger that. I'm with you. And my son's that way. He works graveyards, and he stays on his schedule even when he's off. But I guess with him and that younger generation, they're up all night playing video games anyway, so, or whatever they're doing, and it works for them.
Another ham radio operator lived out in Simpsonville. He worked third shift, and he would do the same thing. I don't think he was married. He might have been, but he would. On his nights off, he was up on the radio all night or you know, doing other stuff. But I don't know. I can't do that yet. I can do a little bit of it, but not permanently, not all weekend. And, you know, I'd never see anybody if I did that.
After that, that's where my son was at. And I never see him because you can only see him at a certain amount of time during the day that he was normally awake, and I'm normally at work then, so I got to see him like one day every 2 weeks or something like that, and then our schedules lined up, so I don't know. Hey, you got to do what works for you, though. I mean, everybody's different.
4ZLK. My mother was a third shift worker. She was a nurse. She worked third shift because I made a little bit extra money, and she's been retired now for probably 20 years. She's 83, and she says that she still can't sleep well at night, and she blames it on that. I think part of it is she's older, and she's, you know, got a few issues going on, some arthritis and things like that. I think she's in a lot more pain than she lets on, but she says it's because she worked nights all those years. She still can't sleep at nighttime very well, but she doesn't sleep in the daytime either.
For HKX, I don't sleep very good anymore either, so I can't really complain. I go through spells where sometimes I sleep all right, and then other times, like you say, just different things hurt and don't sleep good.
We'll fall asleep on the couch. Just say, you want to watch something, watch a movie or a TV show, and I'll say, what do you want to sleep to? She can fall asleep on the couch, but as soon as she gets in bed, her eyes just pop right open, and she can't sleep. So I think a lot of people have that issue.
Got that same issue. She's in that recliner. She's good. Get up to go to bed, and she's wide awake, tossing and turning all night. So I'm like, well, if you wouldn't sleep in a recliner, you might sleep in a bed.
Or I don't know how to fix it. I can crawl into bed, and I can be at night. I'll wake up a few, two or three times generally, and sometimes I'll get up early. But I have no issue falling asleep. Every once in a while, I'll lay there for a while and think, so this must be what it's like.
Roger that. So how are you coming on the bunk beds? I hadn't heard you say lately.
I have to work on them for a while, but I've worked on them a little bit last week. A couple days, a day and a half or so. I've got the headboards all cut out and put together, and I've got holes drilled for some dowel rods in the crossboards there. Got them sanded. The hand plane was tearing. They're just made out of pine, so a couple places it would tear a little bit. So I sanded them down. I've got them, you know, they're all together and ready to go. I'm going to glue them and get that done, and then I've got to make the rails for the bed rails and then the safety rails, and that'll be it. I guess I'm gonna put some kind of finish on it. So it's coming along, probably about a third of the way done.
They'll look nice and when you get them done, and be one of those family heirlooms for years to come.
Made out of pine, so probably won't last forever, but it was easy wood to practice on, and it's actually looking pretty good. It's once you finish up the pieces, you know, they're turning out pretty nice.
I'm sure the pine will last a long time. I mean, that's what most houses are built out of. Look how long they last. So I wouldn't think they wouldn't last too long, but you never know when kids get jumping on it and what kind of damage they might do to it.
They're going to be used. They're not going to be behind walls and not touched, you know. But and I know they'll last. It's a softer wood, obviously, and a lot of stuff's made out of pine that lasts for a long time. So hopefully they'll take care of it. But it's not that big of a deal. If, you know, I'm looking at it more of it's a chance to do something, and learning a lot on it, and I'm enjoying doing it. So if at some point they get damaged, it's not going to hurt me too bad, you know?
Roger that. Like you say, it's a learning experience too. So the next time when you use a different wood, you'll figure that out and have a few ideas of how things are going to work. But I'm sure they'll be greatly appreciated for many years.
She's excited. She keeps asking me every time she sees me, are you done with the bunk beds yet? So I got to have them done by June, because that's when the new baby gets here.
Hey, you got a deadline on it, so usually that's what everybody, for me, a lot of it gets me. I got to do something.
Trying to fit it in with all the other stuff that seems to come up.
After that, just sometimes working it out that way. But Shane, I'm going to have to jump off here. I got guys showing up finally. So good to talk to you this morning. I hope you get you some rest, and hope you had some time to work on your bunk beds today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Talk to you this morning, Patrick. Hope you have a great day. Sell lots of tools. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.